This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held restricted and delegation-level talks with his Norwegian counterpart Jonas Gahr Støre in Oslo today. In a joint press statement, Prime Minister Modi said, two leaders agreed to elevate India-Norway relations to a green strategic partnership, marking a significant milestone in enhancing cooperation in the fields of clean energy, blue economy and green transition.
Aaj hum Bharat-Norway sambandhon ko ek green strategic partnership ka swaroop de rahe hain. Is strategic partnership se clean energy se lekar climate resilience, blue economy, usse lekar ke green shipping, har kshetra mein Bharat ki scale, speed aur talent ko Norway ki technology aur capital ke saath jodkar hamari companies global solutions develop karegi.
Prime Minister Modi said, the India-EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement serves as a blueprint for shared progress and prosperity. The Prime Minister also welcomed Norway's decision to join the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative. Prime Minister Gahr Støre conveyed strong support for India's and the global fight against terrorism. The leaders also agreed to enhance cooperation in multilateral fora. Mr. Modi reached Norway this afternoon after concluding his visit to Sweden. The Prime Minister said in a social media post that his visit to Sweden was marked by several important outcomes that will add new momentum to bilateral relations. From Norway, Prime Minister will visit Italy tomorrow as part of his five-nation tour. A high-level U.S. industry delegation held discussions with Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh in New Delhi today. The deliberations were held on emerging opportunities for private investment and industry collaboration in India's nuclear sector. The delegation includes senior representatives from the U.S. nuclear industry, business stakeholders and officials associated with India-U.S. cooperation in civil nuclear energy and advanced technologies. The West Bengal government has constituted two inquiry commissions to probe the alleged institutional corruption and atrocities against women in line with its election promises. Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari announced the decision after the proposal was approved by the state cabinet. Addressing the media, the Chief Minister said, both the commissions will begin functioning from the 1st of June. CBI has arrested 10 accused so far in NEET paper leak case from Delhi, Jaipur, Gurugram, Nasik, Pune, Latur and Ahilyanagar. In the last 24 hours, CBI has also conducted searches at five locations at various places and seized several incriminating documents, laptops and mobile phones. The investigation conducted so far has brought out the actual source of the leakage of chemistry and biology papers which were circulated before the exam. Earlier, the examination conducted on the 3rd of this month was cancelled following allegations of a paper leak. Government has said that refineries in the country are operating normally and India has sufficient crude inventories despite the ongoing West Asia crisis. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said, there is adequate stock of petrol, diesel, LPG and natural gas. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, said, over 200 lakh metric tons of fertilizers are available across the country and there has been no change in fertilizer prices for the Kharif season. The Ministry of Ayush has issued a comprehensive public health advisory on extreme heat and heat wave for the current summer season. The advisory emphasizes adequate hydration, avoiding direct exposure to sunlight during peak hours, and consumption of seasonal fruits and fluids rich in electrolytes. It cautions citizens to remain alert for danger signs of heat-related illnesses, such as dizziness, headache, nausea, altered mental status, high body temperature, dehydration, seizures, and fainting. The advisory recommends promptly calling emergency helplines 108 and 102 in severe cases. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings were 58 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in 6.1 overs against Sunrisers Hyderabad at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai when reports last came in. Earlier, Chennai Super Kings won the toss and opted to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.